This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob, and this is 6 Minute English. And that was a very unusual sound. Do you know what that sound was? Well, Finn is with me today, and I think he can help. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob. Yes, that was the sound of a baby sucking a dummy. That's the rubber thing you put in a baby's mouth to stop it crying.
Very useful. But it sounded strange.
It did. And that's because the dummy was connected to a computer.
Connecting a dummy to a computer is a strange thing to do.
Yes, it's part of a test to understand how unborn babies, called fetuses, learn language. That's what we're talking about today, what babies learn before they're born.
I know we start learning from when we are very young, but I didn't know it was from that early on. Shall we find out how much you've learned in your life, Finn, by asking you a question? This is about the English language. According to a survey by the National Literacy Trust, which one of these words was discovered to be the most common first word for a baby to say, not including mummy or daddy? Was it A, dog, B, eat, or C, bus?
I think the answer is A, dog.
Well, I'll tell you the answer later on. Now, Finn, this study says babies learn language in the womb, so inside the mother before they're born?
Yes. When babies are born, they can identify or recognise familiar sounds and language patterns. 10 weeks before they're born, they're listening to their mothers communicate.
Communicate. So they're listening to their mother talking to other people, and it's remembering and learning these sounds.
Yes, and if a baby's mother is bilingual, speaking two languages, the baby can remember sounds from both of these languages. But Rob, you have children, don't you?
Mm.
Do you think they learned to recognise your voice before they were born?
That's difficult to know. After they were born, they responded to different sounds, but I don't know if they link the sounds to a particular person.
Okay.
And now they don't listen to me at all.
I don't believe that. So how have they learned to speak since they were born?
Well, through listening and copying people. And now my 3-year-old son learns French at nursery. And I hope that means that by the time he starts school, he'll be very good at it. Or we could say fluent.
Yes, très bien.
Excuse me?
Well, that's French for very good. Of course, when a baby is in the womb, it is not learning words. It's learning the rhythm of the language. These are the patterns of the sound. It can hear when sounds go up and go down, and when they are loud and soft. That is something I try to do when I learn a new language. I listen to the sound patterns of the words, the ups and the downs. How do you learn, Rob?
Through repetition, by hearing something again, and then saying it. But here is another question. Even though we both speak English, we sound different.
Yes, well, of course, that is our accent. That's how we say words, depending on the country, region, or social class that we come from. I have a soft Scottish accent because I'm from Scotland. Now, one difference is the intonation. That means the way your voice rises and falls when you speak.
But it's also about the way we pronounce our vowel sounds, like ah and ah.
That's true. Some people think we learn our accents before we're born. Now, here's a little test. Can you tell if this baby is French or German?
That just sounds like a regular baby crying. Can I hear another one, please?
Okay.
That sounds different, but I couldn't tell you where he was from.
Well, the first baby was born to German-speaking parents, and the second one was born to French-speaking parents. They picked up the intonation in the voice before the baby was born.
OK, so the French baby's cry goes up, it rises, and the German baby's cry goes down, or drops. Just like the intonation of both languages. Fascinating. Anyway, it's time to find out how much you've learnt, Finn. Earlier, I asked, according to a survey, which one of these words was discovered to be the most common first word for a baby to say, not including mummy or daddy? Was it A, dog, B, eat, or C, bus?
I thought it would be A, dog.
And you are right. Yes,
woof, woof.
Dog is one of 10 words that babies in the UK say first.
OK.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Please join us again for another 6-Minute English soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.